Brendan, did you feel the effort was there tonight, but perhaps the fundamental skill errors just killed you in the end?
Yeah, the story of the game was a fairly even contest in the first quarter. Then after that, we asked our players to play with some free spirit with ball in hand, share the ball. They probably took that a little bit too far and in all that goodwill overused it and turned it over too much, fundamental skill errors. And those fundamental skill errors, they really hurt us on the turnover. So they scored 7 goals from turnover. So the intent early to try and share the ball, go at the game, good intent with it, but fundamentally the skill errors got us, and back the other way, they scored around 7 goals on turnover.
What do you make now of the gap between you guys and the rest of the competition, I guess, on the examples of the last 2 weeks?
Oh, all I worry about is us. I can't concern myself with any of the opposition. They're, you know, they only knocked Melbourne over here a few weeks back, so they're a strong team. Every team you play is difficult. We're just going to keep aspiring and coach harder. I reckon also our defensive 50 stoppages needed some work. I'm telling you the story of the game here, Tom. So the turnover game, defensive 50 stoppages, they scored 4 goals, and there it was. So we're just going to continue to drive standards in the group. I can't concern myself with what's happening at other teams.
Brendan, you went in 36 times to forward 50. It rebounded out very quickly. I think there were 3 forward half tackles. How frustrating is that when you don't go in enough in that situation?
Yeah, so the ball didn't go in there based on what I've just discussed. Yeah. And then when it did go in, we never had enough forward 50 pressure, limited tackles. So we'll address that sternly during the week.
What's the latest on Matthew Cruiser?
Yeah, so he had shortness of breath and quite randomly, you wouldn't believe it, an elevated heart rate. And then that settled down. He's okay now. But it settled down pretty quickly, but we weren't going to take any risks with that. So, yeah, that's a funny one.
Yeah, how scary is that? It's happened twice in 2 weeks. It's happened a bit across the AFL in recent weeks. Is that... It's obviously a really scary thing for...
Yeah. I've got no idea. I'm not a cardiologist, so I don't really understand it other than to say you just take no risks in any of that space. It's quite random. I haven't seen it before.
Could he miss some time left to have some further tests?
I wouldn't have thought, but we'll go through all the testing processes with a cardiologist like we did with Marchbank, who was fine this week. It's quite a random thing. I haven't seen it, and particularly haven't seen it 2 weeks in a row.
So that was unprompted. It wasn't as a result of a knock or anything like that?
No. Happened really early in the game. It unsettled us a little bit. Obviously, we had to mix and match in the ruck. Charlie had some ruck time, Harry, Jonesy, Rowie. So that unsettled us a little, as did, and that's probably what's happened with us a bit leading into this game in the last few. We just haven't had a settled lineup, and then you lose a few in-game, it makes it even worse. But we think, although it's really hard to see right now, that'll build resilience in this group. Harry gets more ruck exposure. Jack had to play at both ends. Jones goes into the ruck. And our young blokes, they've got to dig and endure with one less rotation. So as frustrating and annoying as it is, what happened there, we think in time that will pay us back. Our group will build resilience out of it.
To the untrained eye, you'd obviously say Mackay should play every game, but obviously you're managing him really carefully. What's the aim and the rationale there just for Carlton fans?
Yeah, I went through this in the pre-game, Tom, presser that I did. I'm happy to say it again publicly. This is the story of Harry Mackay. He's in his third year. His first and second years were practically wipeouts with injury, a back and a turf toe. That led into this pre-season where it was very limited. He built up some continuity and we got some AFL in to Harry. Because me, as much as any, want Harry to do well. He started at the same time as I at the club. Some inconsistencies in form, went back to the VFL. But since he last played, he'd only played around 3 games in the VFL. He had some illness and flu and just, again, never had continuity. So we've never been able to get him in. The last few weeks, though, he's trained really well. That was a constant in the last few weeks. And the circumstance with Big Phillips going out, he gets his opportunity.
Everyone knows you're big. What can you do in the immediate term to be more competitive?
Yeah, well, if there was a real simple answer, we'd love to just sprinkle some fairy dust over it all, but we know in this caper it's not that. Our fundamental skill areas we've got to continue to work at. We'll train them really hard, but they hurt us today. The intent was to use and share the ball, but probably took it a bit too far and overdid it. And then on turnover, it got us. So we're just going to keep fighting in that space. Fundamental skills. I've talked about the pressure. That's aspirational. We're not being who we want to be in terms of providing enough pressure on the opposition. So we're going to continue to work at it.
Do you think you'll lend some consideration to giving Cripps a rest at some point in the remainder of the season, or is he happy just to keep going? He's outstanding again tonight, but he's obviously shouldered a pretty big load.
He is, and that's why he's a warrior. It'd be really difficult walking up to Patrick Cripps and say, have a rest. He's going to just shake his head and laugh, say, no way, Bolts. But what our supporters need to hear about Patrick Cripps, we're managing him from game to game very, very well. He gets screened regularly. We check his data. So we make sure that he can get up for each game. But he plays his heart out in game day, and you can't slow him down on game day.
So going to be defined by pressure as an aspiration thing for him. Were you comfortable with the pressure that was put on tonight?
Not on turnover. Once we turned the ball over, and a lot of them too, we were all running so hard offensively with an intent to share and use the ball, and we're caught offside. So it doesn't look flash on the turnover. So we've got to keep talking through and showing our players what that looks like.
You said a few weeks ago about fighting to win, desperate and fighting to win. How do you keep the motivation of the group up? That's obviously a delicate thing you've got to work through, Brendan.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, because the easy thing is you just go and challenge, and that's the old school yell and scream. We'll do that over anything we think that is non-compliant, or where we don't think there's been a commitment to the cause. So we'll challenge that. But you can't. That's not the only thing. So we talked this week around how you create energy, and there's lots of things that create energy around a football club. Players thinking about and taking into the game their strengths, not just worrying about their weaknesses. That can build energy. Funnily enough, when you do something for someone else on a football field, around a footy club or in life, you feel good about yourself. You create energy out of that. So it's quite planned and strategic how you build energy at our footy club, and it's not just left to chance is our answer. I've given you a couple of examples about how we do that.
How tight are they?
How tight?
Tight. I mean, they just seem to be a very young group, and they just seem to be playing an inability to run out the game. Over a long season, I mean, how do you kind of freshen them up?
Yeah, well, it's about looking at their work rate game day, screening their bodies, checking their mental well-being, and making decisions around training during the week based on all of those things. But we will demand, just like we did the other week with Paddy Dow when we got limited rotations, to work damn hard and endure. So I think it was reported during the week around Paddy Dow's work rate the other week, where he's in excess of 15 kilometres. I'm not going to cop their tide, even if they are. The game requires you to push and challenge that. So game day, there'll be no out on that. We're just going to keep pushing it. And then during the week, we make really informed decisions on how they're feeling and what their body screening says.
Brendan, broadly, there's some discussion about the rate of development with respect to a lot of your top draft picks. Is that an area the club will focus on next year, perhaps putting more work into that area? Is that an area where you can improve?
We'll try and take any inch to improve. But I think the whole thing can be a little bit exacerbated by the scenario we're facing, and I'm not going to talk through that again. Everyone knows what's happened to our footy club.
It had been a pretty competitive month before last week. Has there been any noticeable differences in the last fortnight?
A lack of continuity. A lot of changes each week in our team lineup. I just think across the competition, geez, that holds true. Teams with continuity build really good synergy. Those without a breakdown of injury, that helps. But every group over time will build the resilience to deal with that, because they build more depth and they build capacity, and we're on our way to doing that. This will pay us back. I've spoken through that.
What do you think Carlton supporters can take away tonight, then, given that probably during a couple of weeks it's pretty rough to watch?
As I've said, I'll summarise it again. It's that these times will pay us back. They have to. As hard as they are while we're living them, they've got to build resilience in the group. They build how to work when you've got limited rotations, playing multiple and different positions. They're the key takeaways. They should also take away we're not satisfied and we're not at all happy in terms of the result. We'll keep chasing a win. They need to know that.
They're
not going to give up the fight.
Do you think tonight's further proof, Brendan, that perhaps not applying for an extra pick is a potential mistake in light of the current circumstances of the club?
Tom, I think we've been over this a fair bit. My mind doesn't even go into asking or thinking about a priority pick. My mind's just purely focused on making sure this group stays tight-knit, strong morale and a process to move forward. I can't even be distracted by the draft and the priority picks, to be honest. I know a lot have been asked about it because the year's nearing the end and where a team's going to finish and what pick have they got, but my mind doesn't even go into it. Thank you. Thanks.